In local news, the trials of six officers in the Freddie Gray case came to an end this morning when prosecutors dropped charges against the remaining officers to stand trial. Officer Garrett Miller and William Porter, along with Sergeant Alicia White. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports on what happened and the reaction.
There were supposed to be a different set of prosecutors in the courtroom this morning, but there they were. Michael Schatzo and Janice Bledsoe, the Chief Deputy State's Attorney and Deputy State's Attorney, respectively. They were there to inform Circuit Judge Barry Williams that they were dropping charges against Officer Miller, whose trial was to start today, as well as Officer Porter and Sergeant White. Officers Edward Nero, Caesar Goodson, and Lieutenant Brian Rice were acquitted in earlier trials. With the trials over, Judge Williams lifted the gag order he imposed upon prosecutors and defense attorneys. State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby decided to deliver her comments on the 1700 block of Presbury Street in West Baltimore. That's where Gray was initially detained by officers Miller and Nero. A confident and fired up Mosby was cheered as she made her way to the podium. She stood by charging the six officers.
Since the start of my administration, we have been and continue to be wholly committed to creating a fair and equitable justice system for all and holding people accountable for crimes that they commit regardless of age, race, color, sex, creed, socioeconomic status, or in this case, occupation.
She said the charges were not an indictment on the entire police force, and reminded the crowd that she comes from a law enforcement family in her native Boston.
I know firsthand the sacrifices, the dedication, the commitment it takes to protect and serve our communities. For those that believe that I'm anti-police, it's simply not the case. I'm anti-police brutality, and I need not remind you that the only loss and the greatest loss in all of this was that of Freddie Gray's life.
Mosby said she dropped the charges because of the difficulties in working with the police in the investigation.
After much thought and prayer, it has become clear to me that without being able to work with an independent investigatory agency from the very start, without having a say in the election of whether our cases proceed in front of a judge or a jury, without communal oversight of policing in this community, without real substantive reforms to the current criminal justice system, we could try this case 100 times and cases just like it, and we would still end up with the same result.
Mosby said there were problems at the beginning.
What we realized very early on in this case was that police investigating police, whether they're friends or merely their colleagues, was problematic.
That's right, that's right.
There was a reluctance and an obvious bias that was consistently exemplified not by the entire Baltimore Police Department, but by individuals within the Baltimore Police Department at every stage of the investigation.
She said despite not having a conviction, progress has been made in other ways.
Never again should there be a question as to why someone is being stopped, detained, or arrested due to the fact that there will now soon be full implementation of body-worn cameras on all officers. Never again should someone be placed unsecured and defenseless in a metal wagon head first, feet shackled and handcuffed. Due to the fact that officers are now required to secure and seatbelt all prisoners.
Joanne Taylor, who lives near Gilmore Homes, says she was hurt and frustrated about what happened.
It's just that the way things is going in the justice system, failing us as usual, and it's just that the police department is just that they just getting away with too much stuff, and it's just sad. It's sad.
Another resident, Harold Perry, said he was not surprised by today's outcome and that he saw it coming.
What I do see, it's a black eye on the city of Baltimore and the state of Maryland. And what type of message are they sending to the youth of our city?
University of Baltimore law professor David Gerald said decisions in the previous trials factored into the prosecutor's decision to not pursue the remaining trials.
The decisions in the prior cases suggested that this was a case that the state was simply not going to be able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt.
Former city prosecutor Warren Alperstein, who has watched some of the trials, said he was not surprised that the charges against the remaining officers were dismissed.
After the state's inability to secure a conviction in the Porter trial, coupled with the three acquittals in the other three bench trials, I think the writing was on the wall frankly, that the state would continue to fail in its efforts to secure convictions.
Police Commissioner Kevin Davis called Mosby's decision to drop the charges a thoughtful decision that will help move our city forward. Senator Ben Cardin said he respected the surely difficult decision Mosby made. He said, knowing when to end a case can be more difficult than knowing when to bring one, especially in a case with such emotions attached to it. And added, the decision does not mark the end of the conversation on the many issues the case brought to the fore.
Any comment also? Does it mean anything?
Any comment?
We'll be making a comment about later.
The defense attorneys for the officers didn't have much to say as they left Courthouse East, but they joined Lieutenant Gene Ryan, the president of Baltimore's police union, in the afternoon. Ryan said the FOP is pleased that the charges have been dismissed, but he called Mosby's comments regarding the investigation into the Gray case outrageous, uncalled for, and simply not true.
The detectives assigned to the case conducted a very thorough investigation into the tragic death of Freddie Gray, but the state's attorney could not accept the evidence that was presented. She had her own agenda.
Ivan Bates, who represents Sergeant Alicia White, started his remarks telling Baltimore it's time to heal. He then criticized Mosby announcing the charges last year on the steps of the war memorial and questioned whether there was an independent investigation into the case.
Over 15 months since this announcement, my colleagues and myself are still waiting and looking to see and hear about this independent, in-depth investigation.
Bates said the state's attorney's office did not conduct an independent investigation, but the police department did.
Over 30 officers were involved, everyone from the current commissioner on down. These individuals and officers were neutral. They were independent. They looked at what the evidence was, and their investigation viewed it as an accident. And that's what we were able to see.
Bates said that accident took place between the time the van left Penn North and returned to the Western District Station when Gray was found injured. Lieutenant Ryan said he thought the evidence has proven they were right, that there was no wrongdoing by any of the six officers. While the officers have been cleared of criminal charges, they are still subject to an independent review being conducted by the police departments in Howard and Montgomery counties. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake asked residents to be patient as that review moves forward. Meanwhile, Officers Goodson, Miller, Nero, Porter, Sergeant White, and Lieutenant Rice are all on administrative duties while that review continues. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.